Good morning and welcome into Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis for Jaguars Pregame Live, presented by Everbank. I'm Brian Sexton, joined by Jaguars radio analyst Jeff Lagerman. And Jeff, the big story of this ball game is there will be no Andrew Luck. For the first time in his tenure in the National Football League, he's out because of an injured shoulder. And that, to me, creates an opportunity for the Jaguars today.
A great opportunity. Andrew Luck was not having the best of years now. 7 interceptions and 5 touchdowns. His completion percentage was a little bit down. But he still has that magic Andrew Luck ability at the end of ball games, like he had last week against the Tennessee Titans. Huge loss for the Indianapolis Colts. We're going to see Matt Hasselbeck, the aging quarterback. The last time that he started a game was going back to 2012, where he started five games for the Tennessee Titans.
One of the reasons why Luck isn't playing today is his offensive line. It has been brutal at times, according to Tony Boselli. He's gotten hit more often than he ever has. So comment first on their offensive line and how that doesn't necessarily help Hasselbeck today.
Yeah, the offensive line is not a good unit. They started out the season with one lineup, and last week, head coach Chuck Pagano changed 3 of the 5 starters. They reshuffled one guy, Jack Muhort, moved him from right tackle to left guard, put in Joe Wrights at right tackle, inserted Hugh Thornton in at right guard. So a complete changeup. Now, last week against the Tennessee Titans, they had a concerted focus in running the ball with Frank Gore, and I think that was to take the pressure off of a newly formed offensive line and also a quarterback in Andrew Luck that wasn't performing at a high level. I think with Matt Hasselbeck playing today and getting the start, I think the focus remains exactly the same that the Indianapolis Colts had last week, maybe more so. From watching Matt Hasselbeck in the preseason, his arm strength is not there, Brian. He has deep outs and deep routes that he can't physically throw anymore.
Well, he's 40. I mean, in the NFL, that's like being 100.
Well, and so what do you expect because he can't do that? I expect him, if you play a lot of zone, I expect him to throw the check down. If you play man coverage against him, I expect him to find the underneath and short route. He physically can't throw the deep routes anymore.
The Jaguars get a measure of health back with Andre Branch. Chris Clemens, who's 34, which is pretty old in terms of being a pass rusher in this game, had 47 snaps last week. Hey, you can't do that. So what does Branch give you? And do they get crazy and go after him more than they normally would have?
Well, let's start with Chris Clemens. Yes, he's getting up in age, but he still is an effective player. You got to limit the number of snaps. What kind of snaps can we expect from Andre Branch in this ball game? Great question. We watched him in the preseason. I don't think he was extremely effective in the preseason. Now he's got the MCL. Aleo is mainly a right defensive end, and every time you plant that left knee and you bend it to try to get back to the quarterback, it stresses that MCL. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of performance that Andre Branch can have, but I will tell you this. He is not wearing a cape. He is not Superman coming back for this Jaguars defense.
Quick thought on how you would cover T.Y. Hilton, who seems to be their most explosive playmaker.
Well, I think defensively the Jaguars just need to get back to playing the style of defense that they want to play. They're going to be missing some guys again, Sergio Brown, but the good news is you're going to have Dwayne Gross back in the lineup. I think that will give the Jaguars coaching staff and that defensive unit some confidence going back and playing press man and tight press zone coverages, which is what the foundation of a Gus Bradley defense is.
All right, the other storyline for the Jaguars is Blake Bortles. This week they talked about consistency on the offensive side. What do you expect from him? What do you expect the Jaguars to do with their offense today?
Well, I think that they're going to try to have balance first and foremost, and it's not going to be easy to accomplish. The Indianapolis Colts have been soft for many years in the middle of that defense. Teams have been able to run the football against them at a very high level. They have 2 draft picks, Perry, a 5th-round nose tackle, and Anderson, a 3rd-round defensive tackle, that are both of them are from Stanford. They're starters for the Indianapolis Colts. They've started every game for them. They are good football players. They don't play like rookies, so it's not going to be easy to run the football. But you just got to have balance, and Blake Bortles has to be able to take what a defense gives him. There are going to be opportunities. They're missing a starting corner in Greg Toler, who's been out a number of weeks with a neck injury. And the safeties, yes, they have some talent back there. Dwight Lowry had 2 interceptions last week against the Tennessee Titans. But overall, it's not a supremely talented secondary. The one guy that does stand out, though, is Vontae Davis.
Good player.
Very good player that they acquired last year prior to the season in a trade with the Miami Dolphins.
Can Robert Mathis still bring it?
You know, Brian, watching the film on him, his first game action back was 2 weeks ago against the New York Jets, and then his past game against the Titans, He ended up getting 20 snaps. And in those 20 snaps, quality snaps, he got a sack. He looks like the Robert Mathis of old, but just not the quantity that we're used to seeing from him.
All right. Jeff, thanks so much. Have a good broadcast today. And we'll bring in now Jaguars.com senior writer John Osher, himself a guy who spent some years here covering the Colts. And the big news, obviously, is Andrew Luck.
A plot twist, huh?
Yeah, it is a little plot twist. And I couldn't help but think all those years that you covered the Colts, Peyton Manning never missed a start.
Never missed.
These fans here are used to their quarterback showing up to play. This really is a big story.
Well, and Luck never missed a start either. So it's absolutely a big story. And it certainly shifts the pressure a little bit from the Jaguars fans' point of view to where this becomes what feels like a must-win game. And I don't
must
know.
Must-win or should win?
Well, from the fans' point of view,
well,
got it.
Yeah. But I think it puts some pressure on the Jaguars today in the respect that, hey, if they don't have Andrew Luck, you better win this one.
Yeah, it does. And I'm sure the coaching staff is trying to alleviate that a little bit. And I don't know that players feel that as much. But I know guys like you and me, if they don't win this game, it's going to be, well, how could you not beat the Colts without Andrew Luck? There's obviously more to it than that, but that's going to be the storyline.
Now, Matt Hasselbeck wasn't here when you were covering them. But you've obviously seen him through the years. And he's gotten older, and according to Lagerman, he does not have any arm strength left.
Right.
How do you approach a guy like that if you're Bob Babbage and Gus Bradley?
Well, I don't know that, again, I don't know that you change the game plan because they needed to pressure Andrew Luck. And it's theoretically harder to pressure Andrew Luck because he's a big guy. He can bounce off of you, a little like Roethlisberger with a lot of speed to go with it. So I think it really just helps the game plan that you already had be more effective. I don't think you necessarily blitz him more, but it should be more effective when you get to him.
This is a defense that was smarting after giving up 51 points last week. Stinging is probably a better adjective. You spend as much time or more than anyone in that locker room talking to these guys. What was your takeaway from them? Were they angry? Were they motivated? Were they all of those? How would you categorize them today?
All of it, but I think they were calm about it. Meaning, when they really looked at that game last week, and this stemmed from Gus Bradley's comments earlier in the week, as halftime got close, it was about a 13-3 game. And then the safeties got hurt in the back, and it kind of got away from them. So players look at that, and they say, okay, what happened? I mean, we go off the field. Nothing was good about the second half. But this shouldn't necessarily tell us that we can't play. So I didn't sense any panic. You were around. I didn't sense any panic. I sensed more of what we felt after Carolina going into Miami of, that wasn't what we need to do. We can do better. So, and they need to. That's not acceptable.
You know, a guy who has some pressure on him this week is the Jaguars quarterback, Blake Bortles, to play more consistently from your perspective. And again, you've seen a lot of great quarterbacks. What does that mean for a young guy like Bortles?
Well, it specifically means cutting out that costly interception. And he's worked on that. He's not thrown as many picks as he did when he first got into the lineup. It's tough with Blake because it's 16 starts. So he's still a young guy. He's still just getting out of that rookie season. And it's a lot to ask to say, play like a franchise quarterback when you're in the fourth game of a new offense. You've got still youth around you. But if this team's going to get to where it's trying to go, he's got to start moving toward that. So it's a tough ask, but that's what they're asking.
Offensive line today gets Luke Jokel back. It's time to see some of Robert Mathis. But they lose Brandon Linder with the shoulder injury, and for how long, we do not know. Your assessment of how the offensive line gives and takes?
Well, it should balance it out. They're both good players. I think there's some pressure on Jokel. I mean, Sam Young came in and has played well. You know, hasn't given up any sacks. If you're Luke, you don't want to go out and have that one play that seemed to have been happening before he got hurt happen. As an offensive line, though, I don't really worry about this group giving up the streams of sacks that we saw in the past. My feeling is they're past that, and I don't know that the Colts pass rush, even with Mathis, should be able to change that. I feel, and maybe you do too, like the offensive line had its feet under him in terms of passing, pass protection. What I want to see now is him start to clear a few more holes for T.J. Yeldon.
You know, this week I was editing a couple of pieces of video, and I went looking specifically for tight ends and running back highlights. And what struck me, John, was there aren't any.
No.
There just aren't. And that seems to be such a big part of the personality
right.
of what this team was doing in the preseason.
Yeah.
If I'm the coaching staff, I kind of want to get back to my personality, don't
well,
I, today?
I think they tried to a little bit last week with the throw to Clay Harbor. I think they've been trying in the running game, and there's been little flashes. But they haven't broken that big one. I don't know that T.J. Yeldon's going to be a guy who breaks 50-yard runs, but you'd like to see – there were a couple plays against Carolina earlier, remember, where he kind of darted and dashed around and felt like it was close, had an 11-yard run, 15. You want to see more of those. At the same time, it still goes back to the passing game. If they can't open up and make defenses respect and get the safety out of the box, it's a tough thing for T.J. Yeldon to really get going.
Welcome back to Indiana. Hope that you have a nice flight home.
I can't wait to get
with
home.
Perhaps a win for the Jaguars.
Yeah, right.
The real home, Jacksonville, Florida. All right, follow him all day long on Twitter. Obviously, he'll have First Off the Field and coverage throughout the evening, as we will here today with Gus and Blake live in the postgame show. John, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brian.
All right, enjoy the day, folks. Jaguars and Colts coming up 1 o'clock Eastern.